Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes.
Today, we're going to talk about AI and its impact in agriculture and farming, which is actually a really interesting area. I recently put up a poll on my LinkedIn where I was asking people what areas they were most excited about AI and how it was going to change. And, you know, I think the majority of people said healthcare, and then there's a bunch of people that said finance. It's interesting that this was not a topic that was brought up in agriculture. And I think the reason why it's important is since 1974, the population of the globe has doubled, right? So we're around 8 billion people right now on the planet. And in about 15 years, we're going to hit 9 billion. I guess the population growth is slowing, which, you know, people like Elon Musk talk about. Japan is seeing the struggles with that and are seeing issues there. But in any case, the population will grow. And so finding ways for us to be more effective with our food growth actually can have some really big impacts on the overall quality of life, alleviating famine and hunger in the world. So looking at how AI is helping agriculture and our food supplies is actually a pretty big area. And I actually found a very interesting company right now that is raising funds out of Israel with a very interesting AI startup. So I'll talk about that a little bit later. But, you know, the interesting thing is, in order to survive today, farmers really need to be experts on fertilizers and soil and insecticides and, you know, irrigation cycles, weather impacts, like all these different areas. And while there are so many incredible farmers, this is definitely something when you start talking about all that data that AI is really, really good at. And so, you know, beyond just trusting your gut, your intuitions, or maybe your own forecasted models, being able to use AI to help you forecast the best planting seasons, the best harvesting seasons, and the best way to run your entire farm can be really, really powerful. And I think another reason that this is so important and another area that this is so helpful is in crop harvesting and using AI to really help you automate your crop harvesting. Because we know there's a massive labor shortage in Europe, I've heard about it, and definitely here in America with people working on farms and helping out with harvesting and whatnot. And so that's definitely a trend that is on the decline. It's a relatively small percentage of our workforce. And it is a labor shortage, right? Like it's hard to get people that want to work in farms all the time. That's an area that farmers consistently say they struggle with. So this is a massive area for AI to come in. I think there's over 200 AI-based agricultural startups in the US alone right now. And you know, it goes from harvesting to automating spray systems. There's companies like Plenty and App Harvest that are using AI and computer vision to kind of collect data on your crops. And then they can adjust the environment in your greenhouses or whatnot to better use that. Anyways, very interesting space. And I wanted to kick it off by talking about a new Israeli startup, which is developing a first of its kind AI robot for picking tomatoes. They said they specifically wanted to focus on tomatoes because that is a large percentage of the cost of a large percentage of the cost of harvesting tomatoes is the labor. So how this essentially works is you'll take a giant greenhouse, let's say it's a 50 square meter greenhouse full of tomato plants. You'll have five of these robots that can zip around the greenhouse, and five of them, it'll take them about a week to harvest everything. So what these robots essentially are doing is they are driving around using computer vision to scan all of the plants This is kind of an interesting company because it combines AI, artificial intelligence, and robotics. But and essentially, these things are scanning the plants. They're looking at which ones are ripe, which ones are not. They have AI that determines. And then when things are ripe, they'll have their arm reach out and pick the tomato. And it's kind of interesting, right? Because tomatoes are different than other crops. You've probably seen, you know, like, for example, I've seen a video of someone harvesting almonds. They essentially can drive a tractor down an almond orchard, and there's a arm on the tractor that reaches out and it shakes the almond tree, and all these almonds will fall off, and they have a net, big net that will catch them. And the thing is, you know, essentially when all of the almonds are ripe, when all the almond plants are ripe, they have a season, you go and you can harvest them with the machinery like that. Tomatoes are different in a sense that you have a whole bunch of tomato plants, and depending on when the tomatoes were planted, especially when it's in a greenhouse, they can all become ripe at different times. And so determining, you know, when the tomatoes are ripe is like really important. And also you can have a batch of tomatoes where half of them are ripe a week earlier than the other half. And so having this to be able to drive around and know exactly which ones are ripe and which ones aren't is like a massive benefit. And the really interesting thing that they said they're able to do is as the robots are driving around the warehouse or the greenhouse and are harvesting, they're also looking at how many tomatoes are on all of the vines or on all the plants. And they're able to help accurately forecast what their crop productions will be. So it's beyond just harvesting. They're actually helping bring data in so that the farmer knows, okay, it looks like these greenhouses are going to be producing this much. They can make their forecast models. They could let stores know we'll have a shipment of X amount of tomatoes because they know exactly how much are coming in. And so, yeah, it's really interesting. And I think fewer than 5% of the workforce in the EU and Europe are working in agriculture. And so, yeah, there's just like a really big labor shortage. And so this is something that can really come in and help a lot. So this company right now is called MetroMotion. And they say that they slash harvesting costs by 15%. And right now they're looking to raise $5 million to help scale up their production. I think to this point, they've already raised $10 million and have built this out. I think they're in a couple greenhouses with a couple companies in the Netherlands, and they're about to kind of make their big debut in Israel, I guess, in the coming weeks at an agricultural conference there. So really interesting stuff is happening in this space. And I think that this is honestly one of the biggest ways we can really help combat food scarcity in the world and really help to increase our outputs and our automation when it comes to, you know, just what we're able to produce from that perspective and in that industry. So really interesting company, really interesting space. I will keep an eye on this industry as it evolves and keep you up to date so you know the latest that is happening in AI and also in AI agriculture.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.